Good morning, beloved. The theologian Walter Brueggemann, in his book, The Prophetic Imagination, says that empires live by numbness. Empires in their militarism expect numbness about the human cost of war. Corporate economics expect blindness to the cost in terms of poverty and exploitation. Governments and societies of domination go to great lengths to keep the numbness of the people intact. Jesus, he says, however, penetrates the numbness by his compassion, and with his compassion takes the first step by making visible the odd abnormality that had become business as usual. And so in the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter, Jesus is approached by Mary, Martha's sister, and Mary falls at Jesus' feet saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Text says, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Verse 33, Jesus wept. A two-word verse of victory. Beloved, systems may be numb to your sufferings of unemployment, underinsured in healthcare, uneducational system, and blighted communities, but Jesus weeps with you. Governments and politicians may cultivate a context of numbness to the death of your children in the streets, unsafe communities, senseless violence, all while hounding and harassing the helpless for the profit of the haves and have more. But know this, Jesus weeps with you. Clergy and churches of unconcerned and unfeeling busybodies may be numb to your suffering, but know this, Jesus weeps with you. And because Jesus weeps with you, that means you matter. You count. You are important. You are not invisible. You are somebody. Beloved, you matter. Because Jesus weeps with you, your situation of suffering, of second-class citizenship status, your poverty in a world of endless resources, your lack of exceptional health care and exemplary educational system, your pain from petty people, your misery from the mendacity of the midget-minded people, your broken heart from heartless people is not normal. It is not how things should be in your life, and definitely not something you should ever get used to or numb to. If you cease from crying about the unconcerned culture that we live in and become comatose to the crisis situations in our community, the enemy will have conquered you. If you become unfeeling and unmoved about being underserved, you will forever be under oppression. And if you become numb to the senseless deaths of our babies, you will become forever subjugated by your own insensitivity. Jesus is weeping with us, says, "Your mourning is medicinal for your mind. Your cries are not only cleansing to your soul, but they kindle the compassion of our Creator, because your shedding of tears is sacred to the Sovereign." Finally, because Jesus weeps with you, it says that some things are about to change for the better in your life. Because Jesus weeps with you, your tears become transformational. Because Jesus weeps with you, death has to give way to life. Because Jesus weeps with you, trouble won't last always. Because Jesus weeps with you, the melodious music of the meadowlark will negate the numbing notes of the nightingales in your life. In other words, because Jesus weeps with you, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Make it a great day. Be encouraged, and I'm so glad the tomb was empty.